Today's share begins Perik Yud Dalet If Lamed Zayin on page Kuf Tzadik Vov. Nishmir Shabbos Kol Chosa. We're looking for sponsors for these shurim to keep them coming on a consistent basis. To sponsor a share, please go to www.rabbifishman.com or email Rabbi Fishman, RABBIFISHMAN at gmail.com, and taking the schus of Limudat Torah of the Tzibur that listens for free to these shurim on whichever podcast player they so enjoy. We are available on Podbean, Apple, Samsung, I don't know, Spotify, and all the other podcast players, helping Mechazik Limudat Torah by sponsoring a shiur. Siv Lamed Zayin begins. Yesh mokim lohokil l'kaneach tinek. Oyle nagev es haponim oyheidayim v'memachtois leichos. One could be lenient. We spoke about baby wipes in the last year, but now he says one could be lenient to wipe a toddler or an infant, to wash their face or their hands with a paper towel that's damp. You can make it take, not cloth. If you should not use cloth, but you could take a napkin or paper towel, make it wet, to wipe off the hands, a face, or any other part of the body of a child that needs to be washed. But he says we have to make sure that after you make the paper towel or napkin wet, that you don't do something to try to squeeze the liquid out of the paper towel or the napkin. You just use it, you know, to wipe down the child's hand or face. Because this way you won't be squeezing out the liquid. You'll avoid the issa of schita. So one could take a napkin, a paper towel, make it wet, wipe down the child's hands, their face. But one should be careful not to squeeze hard to be over maybe on schita by mistake. Siv Lamed Ches. Hasoivil mi tchoyrim. Someone who, Rachman Otzon, has hemorrhoids. Right? So he bleeds from the area and it's very painful. It's very difficult for him to use dry toilet paper. He could use what they call in English, I think it's called a bidet or bidet. It's a gadget that washes up a person after he goes to the bathroom. But in Mamnam Ramayim Karim, he has to make sure it's either cold water, water that got heated in Erev Shabbos. Obviously, we're talking about a manual bidet, whatever it's called, not an electronic one. You can't use an electronic one. You can't turn on electricity, but if you have a manual one, and I guess you press something, and it spritzes out water, so as long as it's cold water or warm water that was heated before Shabbos, it's mutter to use it. Aval bot b'mayim shehuchim b'Shabbos, if the water was heated on Shabbos, I feel like you mayim l'chum shiatz ladis b'hem, even if the water has not reached the point of Yad Saledes Bay. It's usher. A lichitz on Shabbos, one should not wash with it on Shabbos. Then he says, "Mutter lahartiv mikzas niyor v'yakbe leluschait as hamayim in a niyor v'nir meslachik b'dam lasuba." One could, if one can't use dry toilet paper, so similar to a baby's hands, you could make the toilet paper drop wet. But once again, be careful not to squeeze anything out of it. And the worry that you'll get blood on it and it's tzeveya on the toilet paper, that's not a problem because you're throwing out the toilet paper right away. So that is not an issue. And that's permitted and there's no problem. So that's another eitzah for someone who cannot use dry toilet paper. Se'if lametes. Noigin shaloi litzach tzeach ez ha-shinai. Our customs, we don't polish one's teeth on Shabbos. Right? We don't brush our teeth on Shabbos. I feel believe mishcha even without toothpaste. Aval, okay. So before we go further to talk about using dental floss or toothpicks and stuff like that, let's talk about toothpaste and toothbrushes. So now the Sfaradim are makel, but if you look in Ois Kuf Beis, he says la'inyan shimush hashimush mavreshet as far as using a toothbrush. He says look in the Ketzayis Hashulchan and look in Ramosha. Chelik Aleph Siman Kuf Yud Beis. So I'm going to take the liberty, even though there's a Shmir Shabbos Kol Chatzos here, to read the, since Siman Kuf Yud Beis in Ramosha and Archaim is one short paragraph, I'm going to take the liberty that we'll read it here now, so please bear with me. He says, Ubedavr Lenakis, this is Chelik Aleph and Archaim, Igris Moshe, Simen Kuf Yud Beis, on the bottom of, in my print at least, Kuf Ayin Zayin, the bottom right column. It says, Ubedover Lanakes, Shinayim Bishabs Yamtiv, Im Toothpaste, Poshet Shaaser Shum Machik. It says to use toothpaste on a toothbrush on Shabbos is poshet that it's aser, that it's a machik. Ubeloy toothpaste, Bar Brush Ham Yuchid Lazer Mutter, without toothpaste. One could use a brush that's miyuchad for brushing your teeth. K'may rechitzes shar ever echad, aval yishtev rak b'tzainin. But just make sure to use cold water, and you could use regular water with it. There's no difference in any other type of washing that's mutter on Shabbos. But he points out, v'es ha-brush, toiv shaloy l'lachleach b'mayim k'idim ha-nikri, m'chshash t'chidu b'sar. Says, put the water in your mouth and then go around with the brush. Don't soak the brush and then press hard with the brush to squeeze the water out of the brush, because that would be similar to schitas b'shar. Va'achar hanikui. Now he says, after you brush your teeth without toothpaste on Shabbos, lo yichatz etz ha'brush. Says you can't wash the brush. Av shalei b'shivshuf, even without strong rubbing. She'ein sham schita, that won't have any schita. Mishum she'ein lo tzayich shuv hayoyim ve'ein lichatz b'shvil machar. So, if you use a toothbrush with water on Shabbos, or with some other liquid that won't have a reach, or a machik, right? Well, it won't have a machik because it's not toothpaste, like they have some of these Shabbos liquid toothbrushes, one has to be careful, liquid toothpaste that they sell now, the Shabbos toothpaste you could see in stores, one has to be careful that when he finishes it, the last time he's brushing his teeth on Shabbos, so if he brushes his teeth twice on Shabbos, Friday night and Shabbos morning, Friday night, you're washing it off for Shabbos morning. But if the last time you brush your teeth on Shabbos, you have to be careful not to wash off the toothbrush, Moshe says, because that's preparing the toothbrush for during the week. So that's as far as brushing one's teeth. Then he says, Avamut l'chatzit says a shinayim b'kisim. You could take a toothpick or a twig. Hamuchad l'kach, that's meant for brush, for getting between your teeth. Aybechol kisim machashein muktza, any other, toothpick or twig that's not muktza, and you could use that to get between your teeth to get something out. Then he says, v'gafra, if you want to take a match, dina k'din klisha malachti l'issa shemudl tatla tzach gufay. He says, now a match is mutl, is a klisha malachti l'issa. Now, klisha malachti, okay, it's meant to life fires. Klisha malachti l'issa, you could use l'tzach gufay. So he says, L'chein ein l'kisei macher. He says, if you have no other type of toothpick to get in between your teeth to clean it out, so mutl l'chatzit b'ayis ha-shinayim, because you're allowed to use a klish l'machti l'issa l'tzarech gufay, that's a davar hetter, you're allowed to use. Aval lo yachti l'tzarech zeh lo b'kli v'lo b'yad. Lo yichadli, sorry, lo yichadli l'tzarech zeh lo b'kli v'lo b'yad. One can't sharpen it. Let's see, the most of the arrow matches a pretty flat bottom. You're not going to get it between your teeth. So if you're not, like, you can't take something to carve it down to make it pointy. That's taking kli. That you cannot do on Shabbos. It finishes off. Mutter lachtes es shinayim b'chut ha-mirka l'kach dental. You could use dental floss on Shabbos. Buddy says, the best would be to buy those individual dental floss they say they sell today with those sticks. But if not, v'yachin chutim keil b'yayim, you have to cut the dental floss before Shabbos. Could be Shabbos. Also, not to get a chut min ha-gol. You have to use a dental floss. You cannot rip the dental floss with that little metal thing on the dental floss package to grip to cut the dental floss on Shabbos. You can't do that on Shabbos. But what happens if you didn't? From Leihachin by Yom Yishtamish Bechot Shabbagam, Blin Nakte. If you're not worried about leaving leftovers, pull long strings and use it and leave it like that on your sink left to Shabbos or somewhere, put it away. So that's mutter. You could use a dental floss, but you have to be careful not to cut the dental floss on Shabbos. Seif mem, a makiv shinaim tutfois. Someone has dentures. Loitim behem afka, a mahadekis oisen alachina chaim. You can't use glue to glue it down, or this type of, I don't know how you call it, the compound, to stick it to your gums. Avamud l'shtamish v'mishcha, l'sita al shinaim a tutfois, b'li l'marcha, v'chein l'chaber l'china chaim, v'im zeb shum isamarech. Says, you can't use a glue. You can't use something that mamish sticks it to your gums on Shabbos. But let's say you have something that doesn't stick it, but it will hold it for now for eating it. paste type of thing. So now you can't do mereich with the paste, but if you put it on the tooth and you push the tooth down or push the tooth up, then it'll be permitted because you're not smearing it. It's like we spoke about putting cream on the diaper and then closing the diaper. You put it on the tooth, you push the tooth down, wherever it falls out, the cream, but it will hold it down temporarily. But mamash glue, you can't glue it down. Seif mamalaf, mutter lishtef is a peh b'mei peh. You could use mouthwash on Shabbos, right? Can't brush your teeth, but make sure you have fresh breath for davening. You could use mouthwash on Shabbos, no problem. But now he talks about the Israeli mouthwash. Israeli mouthwash, selling some of the from stores too, it's not like our typical Listerine, we just gargle it straight. But it's a much more concentrated mouthwash that you take a few drops, you put it into water, and you dilute it. So he says, it's preferably to dilute it in the water before Shabbos, not to dilute it on Shabbos, right? The gam loy hochin yoch lishtev me pesh enim dilom b'mayim. He says even though you can't dilute it on Shabbos because it's moiled reach into the water and you're making the whole thing with the reach, but you could use it not diluted on Shabbos. So if you want to use mouthwash, this concentrated mouthwash Shabbos, if you've got diluted for Shabbos, you could use it without diluting it. It's not mukta, so you could use it. But then he says, Yesh Matir, and he does bring some who hold, you could even, hold, you could dilute it on Shabbos Yom Tov, so he's mash, and they're not choshed. He says, Sif Kot, and Kofiur on the bottom, they ain't choshed, Mishom de Kamalei, Rech, Mai, Maidei, Shema'ayv, Behemeh, Peh. And he brings some shittas that hold it's permitted. But the Maisi, he seems to say, L'chadchilu, one should not do so. If one's stuck, and one can't use it in the concentrated fashion, so he has to rely on to dilute it on Shabbos. Stop over here. We are still seeking sponsors for today's podcast share and all our podcast share in the future. To sponsor podcasts, please go to www.rabbifishman.com or email rabbifishman@gmail.com, rabbifishman@gmail.com to find out how you can donate tax deductible. We are a 501c3 tax deductible to get a tax deduction to help sponsor these shiurim to keep them coming on all the various podcast players out there.